This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
Today's Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is brought to you by Pelican Brewing Sparkle Hops. Sparkle into the new year with the hops you love and fruity flavors with Pelican's non-alcoholic hop-infused sparkling refreshers.
Daily Ticker time here. Dirt and Sprague, Joe Fisher and Rashad Taylor. And we got our boy Eric Gunderson live, not from the toilet, not from the bathroom. He is on a nice, comfy lounge chair, kind of like that. What are those old commercials? The dude in the Maxwell chair, the cassette audio commercials. Do you know what I'm talking about with the big speakers?
Oh, like the oh yeah, I remember that. And yeah, kind of hair blew back once the speakers came on.
He's got already like a nice glass of whiskey or something like that. Are you a whiskey drinker? What's your drink of choice, Eric? Do you drink?
Yes, I will drink. Yeah. I'm not a completely sober, human. I'll dabble. I do like whiskey. I also like tequila. Like
there it is.
A good Reposado tequila. Mm,
there you go.
Which sometimes can be like a whiskey. So, you know, I would say I like it, but in the winter I definitely lean more whiskey. Than tequila.
Gotcha. Well, this Blazers team throughout the season will definitely lead you to drink every once in a while, depending on what night it is. Some nights it's a good drink. Some nights it's a, oh my God, we just did that drink. We were talking before having you on, like, this team does a very good job of playing with your emotions on a weekly basis. I mean, they will have a nice little win streak, beat the Warriors, take care of the Kings a couple times, and then gack it to the Pistons, and then lose a few more games to the Magic, and then you get a win against the Celtics, and then you also have the win against the Mavericks where you almost lost to them in the same exact fashion. Like, how do you deal with this team on a night in and night out basis yourself, as far as expectations and where you think like the rest of this season is going to play out?
I just start off with every game, no matter whether they're favored or whether they're underdogs, assuming that it's going to come down to the last four or five possessions and that they're going to have to make clutch free throws if they're going to win the game. Because it's very uncanny. I can't really remember a Blazer team like this where it doesn't really matter who the opponent is. It's always going to be like an excruciatingly close final 2 minutes, and it's going to have like all kinds of ranges of emotion at the end of the game. And you just kind of need to get there. Like, it doesn't matter if they're down 20, they're up 20, they'll blow it or they'll come back, and then it'll be a back and forth, and it'll be decided a lot of times at the free throw line. I mean, their clutch free throws have been rough. I mean, they made them the other night against Dallas, but It's been these late games have been tough, and I think the free throws has been one of the bigger things at the end of these games that has cost them a lot of games.
So we know injuries have been the biggest storyline of Trailblazer basketball this year. Right now, there's no Jeremy, no Drew, Thibault, Scoot. Wesley's been out. We're hearing Chris Murray is going to be out with an injury. Williams doesn't play on back-to-backs. How should fans be judging this team that we're seeing on the floor every night?
You know, I think it's fair to judge them as they are. You know, these guys are pros. You know, even though a lot of the guys that are playing on two-way contracts right now, you know, they get paid too. And but, I mean, it is – I think some of the stuff that's going on with the turnovers is kind of hard to suss out for me personally because they are playing without really any true point guard at all. And then so that's, like, one of the things that I think is, like, they are the worst – team in the league when it comes to forcing in terms of turning the ball over. But I do think that's probably more of a product of the fact of the injuries. I do think it's fair to judge them though, you know, on how they play and how they finish these games. And I do think, I guess one good thing is that you're seeing Denny, Avdija, and Shaedon Sharpe get a lot of reps as the guy that maybe they wouldn't get with point guards. But I do think it's fair to judge them, you know, how they're playing, how Coach Splitter is, you know, managing the rotations and trying to manage the scheme. I think it's definitely fair to judge where the team is at right now. But, I mean, hey, they made something out of that homestand that I thought was going to – it looked like it was about to be 0-5.
Yeah, it's true. Wrapping up well. Speaking of just, like, the last few games, I'm taking a look. I know that he's been playing well, but – up until that overtime game with Sacramento, so basically the beginning of the season to the Golden State game, Donovan Clingan had double-digit points 7 times in a game. And basically since, that Sacramento overtime win, so the last 7 games, he has been in double figures 6 times. He's had 5 double-doubles.
Yeah.
What have you noticed with Clingan and his game that is, I wouldn't say like turned a corner, but I mean this output that he's given right now, it's probably the best of his career.
Oh, definitely. I think he's really just realized, like, hey, I am 7'3".
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think he's realized, like, he's 7'3". When he gets the ball in the paint, he gets that rebound. He's going back up with it a little bit more. He's starting to hit his threes as well. That's helped, like, you know, because he's got to have that to his game too. Almost everyone's got to be able to shoot a three these days in the NBA. But I think a lot of it is just realizing, hey, I'm bigger than a lot of these teams. When a lot of these teams go small, like, that's kind of an insult to you. You know what I mean? Like, as the center, like, and so I think he's taking it personally, getting those second chance rebounds and finishing at the basket. I think that's been the biggest change from what I've seen. And then he's got a couple threes going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you get a chance to see this team up close and personal, practice and everything like that. What's the most challenging part of covering a rebuilding team that has a lot of potential like the Blazers?
Well, you know, this season was, I think the challenging part about this season in particular is the rhetoric that came from the front office that this was going to be a different year, that this was going to be a year where they, you know, try and win games. And then, you know, a lot of stuff happens. I mean, I've never covered a team where the coach got arrested midseason. Like, it has been challenging for sure. And it's also challenging to manage the expectations of, like, the expectations are low, but the fans want to see the growth, and they can get frustrated. And then everyone's like, well, it's a process, but also it's like, you know, a lot of the guys that are coaching day to day or in the front office, you know, they still want to have an, you know, some kind of growth marker to show, hey, we're improving. So I think it's difficult in the sense that the expectations are there this time, but it does, for a lot of this season, mostly because of injuries, it has felt like the last couple of years. Although I, you know, Denny Avia, the way he's played, you know, that is not, he is playing at a crazy high level right now that, like, isn't typical of a rebuilding team, I would say. Like, the way Avia has played is not what you typically see on rebuilds.
I got to ask about the injuries. I mean,
oh, yeah.
it's one thing, like, where it's injuries are happening, but it just seems like the timeline, the communication about some of these injuries, like, no one really knows what the hell is going on. And I don't know if you have a better grasp on things, but what is going on? I mean, it seems like with Drew, it's like, he's going to be out maybe for a couple. It's been over a month now. With Scoot, it was 4 to 8 weeks and then reevaluated. And then he's been reevaluated and he is clearly not ready. I mean, with T. Seibel, we were looking at it this morning. He's averaging 25 games a season with the Blazers at this point. Again, with Jeremy Grant, I mean, it's just like, it just seems like there's a lot of cloud of confusion around what is happening with the injuries. And I just hope that you can try and make sense of it for us and some of the listeners out there.
Yeah, no, I know the frustrations with for the fans and also for us as media. You know, we ask at these press conferences where Tiago Splitter talks as, like, the spokesperson of the team, and we ask, and he basically tells us he can't tell us anything.
Yeah,
and so, like, that is frustrating. And, like, you know, I went to University of Oregon. I know how, like, some programs work around injuries, but, like, there's, you know, the Ducks win. You know, at least the football team does. And I think the benefit of the doubt with the Blazers isn't really there in the market right now with, like, okay, well, we trust you from the fans is what I kind of see.
Right.
And so I understand the frustration from the fan base. I also, you know, I wish I knew more about what was going on there, but they're kind of, you know, it seems like some of the people, or at least when we're asking them on the record, you know, they don't really know. And yeah, the Drew thing has been frustrating. I think maybe that with the cap strain, maybe what they want to say is, like, well, this guy's 35 years old and maybe we're going to take a little bit longer with it than we thought initially. And, but they're not saying that, you know, they're kind of leaving it up to the imagination of the fans and people who follow the team about what's going on. And so, you know, I do feel for the people that have to speak for this on the Blazers side of things, because I don't think they're trying to purposely not keep us in the dark, but I think that they're, you know, they're managing some stuff behind the scenes. And so I wish I knew more about that. And I know that answer is incredibly frustrating for fans and people who want to know, hey, can I plan in a couple of weeks to buy a ticket to this game? You know, like, is Drew going to be back? Is Matisse going to be back? And,
with Amber Wilson and Ian Fitzsimmons.
Whoa. For me, that makes it interesting again, because, man, did I get
Swag
bored by it.
Swag is looking at the board right now like it's got two heads. Still there, Eric?
Yeah, I am. That was crazy. I got dropped to mid. I was like, wow. Right.
You know, Swag, he's on the clock, but, man, he was really on it right there, making sure we were done. Sorry, you can finish up there.
No, you guys hit me with the hard network out. I was like... I was crazy, but I get the frustrations from the fans. I hope we'll get some answers, but I feel like even when we've heard, like, rumors about, like, oh yeah, in, like, a couple of weeks we'll learn more, then a couple of weeks happen, we don't learn anything. So I'm not going to – I don't want to say – so I'm kind of being like them now, where it's like I don't want to say anything because, it, you know, then that timeline gets moved and that creates frustration. So yeah. They're kind of in a pickle right now, and they're putting the fans in a pickle too, and it's frustrating.
Yeah, no, I think it's just the transparency factor that, you know, they're trying to give as much information without, you know, telling the full story. And I think, like you said, that's kind of the frustrating thing with this whole injury situation. Well, Gundy, thank you for coming on, man. I know I reached out to you last week, and we planned for it this time. Wanted to get you on kind of as a end of the year into this break wrap of the State of the Union address, if you will, about the Blazers. So I appreciate you taking the time with us today, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me, Joe. Thanks for Rod. And Swag, of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.